Mr. Chairperson of the conference, honorable ministers of agriculture present here, Your Excellency Dr. Jose Graziano da Silva, Director General of FAO, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is my honor and privilege to address the 40th session of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Firstly, I would like to thank and congratulate FAO for organizing this session under the theme Climate Change, Agriculture and Food Security. This theme is befitting and appropriate as we are now at the time of engaging into high gear for the accelerated implementation of the Paris Agreement on Climate Change and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, agriculture is one of the most important sectors in the Namibian economy, as 70% of our population depends on this sector for their livelihoods. In addition, this sector is also an important source of foreign exchange earnings for Namibia. Acknowledging the crucial role that the agriculture sector plays in the lives of our population, the right to food security and nutrition is protected under the Constitution of the Republic of Namibia. In line with this constitutional provision, the Government of the Republic of Namibia is implementing various sectorial policies. The strategic objectives of these sectorial policies are to develop agriculture in its wider dimension along the entire value chain and to increase food production under irrigation and rain-fed conditions, to ensure food security at national and household levels. In order to give effect to the above policies, Namibia is implementing a number of programs to boost agricultural production and productivity. Namibia has adopted and mainstreamed agricultural and environmental sustainability as a core principle in policy formulation and implementation processes. In this regard, all agriculture, water and forestry policies take into account the aspirations, objectives and targets of the Agenda 2030, the Paris Agreement on Climate Change, AU Agenda 2063, as well as the Malabo and Maputo declarations. Namibia, being a dry country, has been at the receiving end of the impact of climate change. For the past years, our country has experienced 4 consecutive droughts, which prompted our government to implement costly drought relief programs. It is precisely for this reason that Namibia decided to sign and ratify the Paris Agreement without delay, as well as to implement programs aimed at the adaptation and mitigation of climate change. To this effect, we are implementing, with the technical assistance from FAO, a comprehensive conservation agriculture program under which farmers are expected to implement minimum tillage, crop rotation, and organic soil cover. Allow me therefore, Mr. Chairman, to express our sincere gratitude to FAO for this valuable support. Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, there is no doubt that the world is facing a common enemy, namely climate change and its adverse impact on agriculture and food security. The challenge posed by climate change on agriculture calls for the immediate implementation for all sustainable development goals, particularly goal number 2 on zero hunger and goal number 13 on climate action. The same challenge also calls for a prompt enforcement of the Paris Agreement on Climate Change. There is therefore a need for all FAO member states to act and rededicate their efforts towards the full operationalization of the SDGs and the Paris Agreement. Various studies indicate that global warming will have devastating effects on crop yields, especially in developing countries. This is particularly a cause for concern, as the majority of the world's 793 million undernourished people and those facing abject poverty reside in developing countries. It is therefore evident that if the scenario that is predicted by the studies materializes, climate change will have a double impact and double burden on developing countries, namely increased food insecurity and increased poverty. Given this situation, it becomes even more urgent for the development partners to fast-track their support to developing countries as provided in Target No. 12A as well as in the Paris Agreement. This support will enable developing countries to build their technical and scientific capacity to climate change. In conclusion, I would like to assure the conference that Namibia remains committed to this noble cause and therefore pledges its dedication towards the realization of the letter and spirit of the Paris Agreement and further reaffirm its commitment to the attainment of the objectives of SDGs. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.